With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Chinese owned TikTok is returning to app stores.
TikTok has returned to the app stores of Apple and Google in the U.S. This follows President Trump delaying the enforcement of a TikTok ban. TikTok is operated by Chinese technology firm ByteDance. It was removed from the Apple and Google app stores last month to comply with a law that requires ByteDance to divest the app or be banned in the U.S. TikTok suspended its service in the U.S. for less than a day before restoring it following assurances from Trump that he would postpone banning the app. TikTok has more than 170 million American users. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a drone on the damaged nuclear plant Chernobyl in Ukraine.
Ukraine's president says a Russian drone with a high explosive warhead has struck the protective shell of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Zelensky said that the strike damaged the structure and started a fire which has been put out. Ukrainian emergency service footage showed the moment of the impact and the damage to the confinement, including interiors of the shell being hosed down with water following the strike. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov denied the Ukrainian claims that it was responsible. The UN and Ukraine said that radiation levels at the plant have not increased despite the strike. I'm Karen Chemas.
President Trump has signed an executive order formally creating a National Energy Dominance Council and directed it to drive up already record-setting domestic oil and gas production. Trump's administration on Friday also granted conditional export authorization for a huge liquefied natural gas project in Louisiana. Investigators say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided midair with the American Airlines jet near Ronald Reagan Airport possibly had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments before the crash. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a new study finding who Generation Z trusts.
The Barna Group has been asking teens and young adults who they take their spiritual questions to, and the answer is mom and dad. Gen Z go to their parents with spiritual concerns before they consult their pastor, their youth minister, or their friends. And when you break the data down, the poll shows that mom is the one young people are most likely to approach with spiritual questions, outpacing dad 53% to 35%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than two dozen liberal religious groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Trump administration move giving immigration agents more leeway to make arrests at house of worship. The plaintiff ranges from the Mennonites to Unitarian Universalists to the Union for Reform Judaism. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Washington contends that the new policy is spreading fear of raids, thus lowering attendance at worship services. This is SRN News. Wall Street fell short of a record as the Dow retreated, the S&P just missed a record, and the NASDAQ rose today. More on today's activity from correspondent Seth Sutel in New York.
Wall Street edged back from an all-time high following some mixed profit reports from big companies. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday, came a day after the index rallied to within a tenth of a percent of the record high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 165 points. It's about four-tenths percent. The NASDAQ Composite rose about four-tenths percent. Airbnb rallied more than 14% after the company reported stronger profit for its latest quarter than analysts had expected. Applied Materials fell about 8%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The government reported that sales at retailers weakened much more sharply last month than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details and more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.